Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Father, you are all.
Welcome, welcome to the show. I'm going to unmute Terrence. He is joining us by phone tonight because he's got some things that he needs to take care of, but he's going to talk to us briefly. So give me one moment here. Let me go ahead and unmute him.
I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. Sorry I missed y'all last week. I couldn't do it another week. I had to get in. Like Tanisha was saying, got some things I'm doing. We're working through a few little things right now, but it is all good. It is all good. I'm really excited about, again, what God has done that we are yet to see.
Mm-hmm.
And just so excited about all this going on in our lives personally. And I know God is doing things in you all's lives personally. And I know what he's doing in our lives collectively as a church. And I'm really excited about what's to come. And it's not a secret. It's not a secret. And so God has definitely been dealing with us about, like, being prepared for what's to come. Because we as believers, we have an inside scoop on things that the world can't see or even try to understand because they are not connected to the right spirit. And
mm-hmm.
so we pray for those who are not connected, and we pray that they yield themselves and really seek after the truth. And when Jesus shows up in their lives, that they will receive him. And that's our prayer for those that are existing without the Lord, because we want people to live. You know, the Bible tells us to live is Christ. So if we're living, you got to have Christ in your life if you're really talking about your living. The world has put on this facade that, you know, you long as you got this and you got that, you know, you're living. You got the nice house. You got the nice car. You got the nice title. You got the bag, as they call it. You got some income. You got some decent money. And they look at that as that's it. That's all you need. No, all those things are good because believers have those things as well, but that's not all. That's not all. You need the source. You need to secure your salvation. You know, while we are securing jobs and we're securing finances to pay bills and take care of everybody else outside of us, missing your soul, not taking care of your soul. And the soul is very important, and that's the battle that good and evil is having. They want the soul, you know. God wants our soul, and Satan don't want God to have our soul. And so when we understand that, I think we really move into a very simplistic way of living, to where we begin to see things far beyond what the world can see. It's very complex, but yet so simple. You know, mm-hmm. God has already done the work. The work has already been done. Our salvation has already been secured. It's free. It's free to receive Jesus. But it wasn't cheap. It came at a price. And so I pray. And our prayers that we all really understand how much God loves us and how much he wants the best for us. And so if you're going through a situation now where it just seems like things are not lining up or adding up, don't worry about it. You know, sometimes we'll look at things as setbacks, but really they're setups. Because God a lot of times he's always prepping us for what's to come. He's always preparing us for what he has prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And when he releases things to us, that means that we can handle it. A lot of times we try to go get things on our own, and then when it's not no longer there, we blame God. But no, I just want what God has for me, and I pray that we all get and have a heart to want what God has for you. You know, just seek that what God has for you. You know, not so. And if it's what you want, make sure what you want is what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make that your prayer. You know, Lord, give me the desire to want what you want for me. Have me seeking after what it is that you want me to have, so that I can be of better service, and so that you will be pleased with my life. And that's what we are. And I pray that we get it. I know God is really opening doors for us that we can't see it. Like, a lot of times we be trying to figure things out, and it's already been figured out. All we have to do is just continue to have faith in God and know that what he has said is that settles it. That sells it. There's nothing outside of what God said, because his word is true. And he said his word won't go out and return him void. And so stand on it. Believe that. Trust that. Know that. Walk in it. And you'll see all that God has for you. And it's good. And sometimes the good things may come ugly. it may come with a little sweat. You know, but it's worth it. It's all worth it. It's all worth it, because to have God pleased with you is worth it. I mean, it's worth more than gold. It's worth more than anything that this world can offer. To have God pleased with you, and I pray that we are pleasing God with our lives every day.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasing him. We're pleasing him. And making that a priority, you know, on our list. It's on our list. And I just thank God for his grace. I thank God for his love, his mercy. I just thank him for giving us an opportunity to experience it. And placing us here in the earth to be vessels to present heaven to earth, you know, just to show this world what heaven looks like.
Mm-hmm.
To present to this world Christ, to give this sick world the antidote for their sickness, the healing for their sickness, the cure for their sickness. And so yourselves available to God, and just allow God to continue to use you, to direct you and to place you where he wants you to be, so that he can get glory, so he can get glory, get the full glory. I was listening to a message, and I was reminded about the story of Joseph and his brothers, and all that they went through, and all that he went through, and how they treated him when he shared his dream with them. And something that stood out was that, this is something that I dealt with, but I got more revelation on it, about sharing your dreams with family or friends, or, you know, people that you care about that are dear to you. A lot of times they're not going to see it. They're not going to see what God sees in you. And for some people, it'll make them angry, resentful, envious. You know, you never know how it would affect them. So that's why it's always good for us to always go to God and ask God, who should I share this with? You know, we get excited about when God gives us a vision, and we want to share it. And we be thinking that people are going to rejoice with us, and that's not always the case. Because in Joseph's case, he had brothers that wanted to kill him, and he had brothers that said, no, let's just go and let's sell them and go lie to our father. Wow, that's something serious. Your own brother, your own blood. And God is just showing us the weight of what he gives you can carry and the effect that it can have on the very people that you trust. And so we always need to make ourselves available to him and always be seeking him for instructions at all times and being guided to share what he wants us to share with whom he desires for us to share it with. And so that's all I got. I love y'all. I miss y'all. And I know y'all are in good hands. And let me start the show off because I done got Brian out. I'm Terrence.
And I'm Tanisha. And welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Show.
Like, what, my baby?
I was listening because they don't know. Unbeknownst to me, Terrence, Randy was preaching about Joseph and his brothers last night. Now you don't know because you were asleep, but I was listening to last night's show, so I'm pretty sure a lot of the callers were listening to last night's show too. So you know, God is doing something. You know, he's teaching us through what Joseph went through, because some of us are probably really feeling like we're in a Joseph moment, like either we were betrayed or people don't understand, don't get us, or we're in a position, you know, of something going on in our lives that's unfair, you know, because when you really think about it, what happened to Joseph, it was completely unfair. You know, it doesn't matter if his brothers were jealous. That's not Joseph's problem. That's their problem, you know? And then, so he unfairly was sold into slavery by his brothers out of jealousy. And then, he found favor in Potiphar's house, and then he was unfairly accused of rape because he, you know, because of his Potiphar's wife's issue of pride, you know, like she looked at, how dare you not want me? So she made him, you know, she punished him because of what she was feeling about the rejection, you know, but all of this was needed to shape and mold him and to position him for what God had called for his life. And so we have to understand that too. We can look at the story of Joseph and understand that everything that we face, God is working it out for good, and he's shaping and molding us for who he has, you know, destined for us to be. You know, he'll tell us, you know, oh, you're going to be great. You're going to be this, that, and the other, but doesn't tell you the process. Because if you heard the process, you'd be like, look, I'm cool with being mediocre. I don't want to be great, you know? But,
right.
So yeah, the story of Joseph is definitely something that the Lord has been highlighting in these in this season for us, and I believe it so that we can just continue to persevere and trust God like Joseph did. You know, we don't know every second of the day how he was feeling, because the Word of God doesn't speak on that. But we, as human beings that's sharing a human experience here on this side of eternity, can relate, and we know that nobody's going to be whistling Dixie after they're accused of rape and now they're, you know, in prison, and then they meet people and say, hey, don't forget me, and they forget him. You know, he's not going to be singing zippity-doo-dah. He had to be feeling some sort of way, especially considering the fact that he knew who he was based on his dreams. He knew, he had an idea of who God made him to be, and the current wasn't matching. So imagine when you know, you know, the greatness that you possess, but you in the mud. You like, wait a minute, this is not adding up. 1 + 1 = 8. So why am I dealing with this? Especially when you know you didn't do anything wrong, because that bitterness could try to come in when you know that you haven't done anything wrong. So resentment, all sorts of feelings come up. Not to say that he acted in it, but he certainly experienced them, because that's just part of the human experience. And so I believe God is using that story to know not to operate in those feelings. We don't have any way of stopping our feelings from coming, but we can send them back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We can reject them.
Right.
We can say, no, I'm not going to, I refuse to wallow in that, or I refuse to operate in that, but they're going to come, you know, and we need to just change our mind and focus our thinking on God is using this for my greatness. So I'm really excited that you shared that story because, again, Randy was speaking on it, and I've just been hearing even a lot of different, whether it be preachers or people who just give motivational words or whatever, using that story of Joseph in this season. And I believe it's because we are on the brink of the ruling and reigning like Joseph ruled, second in command.
Right.
You know? But it, you know, to be second in command, you got to have a second in command mentality, and it took all that to get him there, you know, and God knows why. You know, we have to just trust God, because we be sitting there like, why? God knows why. Just trust him.
Right. Just trust him. That's what it all comes back to, trusting the Lord with all thine heart and leaning not to thine own understanding.
Come on.
And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. And so God is serious about being first, even when you're going through adversity, even when things are not seeming favorable. But you know the outcome of Joseph's story. He went through a time where things didn't seem favorable. But when we look at the end story, not only was blessed, but all of Israel was. Like, it's so much that is connected to you that you don't even understand.
Right.
You know, a lot of people blessings are connected to even our suffering.
Yeah.
Because, again, God is preparing us. You know, like you mentioned, him being second in command, it takes, a strong mentality. Now, I don't know how strong a mentality can be to be wrongfully accused and he ain't commit suicide. You know what I'm saying? He didn't give up. You know, he didn't quit. He endured, and you saw that firsthand in prison, and I'm pretty sure those prisons are nothing like what they are now, period. You know, and they are still bad now. So you just imagine no air conditioning, no TVs. You know, you ain't got a cell phone. You know, you probably didn't even have a cot or nothing. You know. And ain't no telling what that prison looked like.
Dirt and depression.
absolutely. But he persevered. He endured. And on the back end, God basically restored all of those years. God restored all of that those years that basically the scriptures talk about that he saw in tears, because I'm pretty sure he had a lot of nights when he was crying. He probably had a lot of days, because if it was me, I probably would have been crying 24/7. I probably wouldn't even have no more tears to cry. You know, it might hurt me to cry. I probably done so much crying, but we look at how God will condition those that he's chosen. And when God has chosen you, there are things in you that are lying wait until a particular time for it to be used. Because there were things that was in Joseph that he didn't realize was in him until he was locked up.
Right.
He found out a lot about himself, you know, and he found out a lot about God and really who God really is and how God kept him. Even in that, and just know that God has us. We don't have anything to fear. We don't have anything to worry about. Just endure, persevere, go through because the race is still yours. The race is still yours. Victory is still yours. And when you know that victory is yours, you don't have to wait until your hands until the referee hold your hands up and declare you the victor. You can do that now because God has already told you that. And so we have to walk as if we know we are victors. You know, you can't allow your circumstances to change your mentality. You can't allow your circumstances to really shift the way you move. You might have to change up a few things, but don't change the way you think about God. You know, don't lose hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because scripture talk about, you know, hope deferred makes the heart sick. So when you lose it, hope, you ain't doing nothing making yourself sick. You finna you hurting yourself. But don't lose hope. Don't look at the circumstance as greater than God. No. Ever. You deal with your circumstances. You go through your circumstances like one that has been chosen by God to do God's will. And that's it. And so whatever it takes to get us to that place to where God can use us more, just go through it. Just go through it. Because you're going through it anyway. Why not just go through it with a positive attitude? Why not just go through it with a smile? Why not go through it with peace? And joy, instead of going through it frustrated and mad all the time and opening yourself up to that and wondering and now you're walking in fear and doubt. No, the devil is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So what you going through, that still is going to end. You ain't going to go through forever.
Right. It be feeling like
just go through, Lord.
It's not going to be forever.
Yeah. No, it's not going to be forever, Lord. I thank you for the strength to endure. You know, I thank you for the ideas and the open mind to think on the things you want me to think on and to focus on what you want me to focus on. You know, we already know what the problem is, but we need a solution. And another thing God was sharing with you, even about Joseph, and then I'm gonna go. Even when it came down to his strategy of storing up when everything was good,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of times, you know, when things are good, we spend out because we excited.
Right.
You know, we get it all. We like, cause we got it. We got it. But we really have to prepare ourselves to always know the famine is coming. To always prepare ourselves for the famine. I don't care how good it is. In other words, don't stretch yourself thin. Don't
mm-hmm.
stretch yourself thin and set yourself up to really see what God wants you to have versus what you want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of strategies out there, you know. It's been said, you know, we need to live below our means. You know, just because you got the money don't necessarily mean you need to spend the money. And
that's
a good strategy. But sometimes God will even, like, allow you to spend just so that you can see him when it gets tight, just so you can see how he gonna move with you. You know? But just like not getting caught up on what isn't happening,
mm-hmm.
but focusing on what he said is going to happen and how he said is going to be, and focusing on it and just doing what he requires for you to do to reach that place. And so I thank y'all. I love y'all. I'm going to get ready to go. Babe, I know you got it. And I pray God uses you mightily, as he always does, and that you make yourself available to him you like never before tonight.
Thank you, dear.
In Jesus' name. You're welcome.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate that. I know you have things to
do.
Thank
you for having me on. thanks for having me on. This was a pleasure.
Well, yeah, so you be safe. God bless you. But God be with you while you are out handling your business. And I was going to keep you lifted up in prayer, and I'm going to go ahead and start answering some callers.
All right. Thank you, girl. I love you.
I love you, too. See you later.
All right.
All right. That was an awesome word. And something else that Terrence said that, you know, to think about is that, like you said, Joseph, the reason why Joseph got in the position that he was in was to store. It was for the purpose of storing up for the famine. And so a lot of the times what God is doing is he's breaking certain mentalities off of us. Because when you really think about it, Joseph, why was he in the prison as long as he was? I believe it's because God was getting his mental right. So it just took that amount of time for him to, you know, for his mental to be correct so that when he got the money, he wouldn't, you know, go blow it and buy, you know, all the fancy coats in the world, because, you know, he had a little touch of arrogance to him when he got his little fancy coat, you know, just like people get when they sometimes get a little fancy things. They start making posts on the internet and trying to show off a little bit. And God broke that off of him. You don't see anything about when he came into command and him going and buying fancy chariots and just driving around, just showing people his gold chariots. Like, his mentality was different. And sometimes we do have to get to a place of brokenness so that we can really appreciate things and see things differently. You know, when money's tight and you have to, you know, be mindful about what you're spending your money on, you start to have a different perspective. And you start to understand what's important. Because when you only got so much, you will prioritize what's important and what's needed. And so then when you have more, now you've gotten into the habit of prioritizing what's important. And so sometimes we're going through things because it's a transformation of the mind. And that comes at different speeds. Sometimes you can hear a word and it changes your mind right away. Sometimes you got to experience some things to change your mind. Sometimes it does take time. And we just don't need to make time our enemy. So let's do a quick corporate prayer and then let's start taking our callers tonight. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for blessing us with another evening to come before you and make our request made known. We thank you for being such a good God that you are just speaking to us, Father God, and guiding and molding and directing us. And you are always preparing us, even when we feel like we are in a pit, even when it feels like we are in a prison, it is still a place of preparation. And help us to have clarity of mind, to see things for what they really are, and to be positive and to trust you, even when it feels like we're going through it, even when it feels like our back is against the wall, even when it feels like our finances are not enough, that we can just trust you and know that you're using it for your glory and our benefit. So Lord, use me tonight. Let me to help me to decrease as you increase. Speak to your people and give them what they need, Father God. And we just love and honor you, and we pray all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, let me get my notepad ready. And I thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I don't know if you guys have been listening in to Randy's shows. I'm sure you have, but they have just been awesome. I know last week God directed me to teach on Matthew 24, and we read Matthew 24, 1 through 51, I believe it was. And Randy was teaching on that too. He touched on that last night. And so it's just amazing to see how God is working and the Spirit of God is working, and he's making sure that we get it, right? He wants us to get it. So I just pray that we get it. Okay, hold on. Let me get my notepad up, and then I'm going to start answering calls and pray, and let's see what God has for you personally. Give me one moment. All right. Okay. First caller is 682-738. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Tanisha, Super Tanisha. This is LaShawn from Texas.
Hey, LaShawn, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. All right, let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you so much for LaShawn, Father God. Thank you for the strength that's in her, strength that she's going to tap in, Lord. And Lord, thank you right now for the transformation that you're making her into something new, something old, but something new, because you're using what she is and who she is to make her and transform her into something new. Like, LaShawn, I see you like transforming like a butterfly, like when the butterfly is a caterpillar, and then they go into their cocoon and then they emerge something mm-hmm. new. But it's all the same, right? The butterfly is made up of all of the same material that the caterpillar was, but something about being in that dark place, right, that closed off place causes the transformation. And that's what I'm seeing with you, that sometimes we feel we're in a place that's dark and closed off, you know, because imagine butterflies, they're out there, right? They're free. A lot of times when people describe freedom, they say they want to be free like a bird or free like a butterfly, because butterflies are free. Mm-hmm. And when you're free, you're amongst everything, right? They're amongst nature. So they're amongst the bees and the mosquitoes and the ladybugs and everything that's out there. But when they are in that cocoon, that doesn't feel free. It's just you. That's it in there. It's just the caterpillar. There's nothing else that's influencing it. There's nothing else it's even protected, so nothing can taint it and can get to it. But when it's out there, butterflies can be out there with all of nature. But in order for it to become that, it has to be in that cocoon, which is dark, and it feels closed off in a way. But a miraculous transformation takes place. A butterfly doesn't even operate the same as a caterpillar. A caterpillar could only be in the area that it's at, right? It could only move in its local area. But a butterfly can go wherever it wants to go. It's not confined to the area that it's in, where a caterpillar is confined to the area that it's in. So if a caterpillar, whatever it wants to eat, it can only eat what's local because it crawls. If it wants to hide, mm-hmm. it can only hide somewhere that's local because it crawls. So it's very confined. Where a butterfly don't like it over here. A butterfly can just fly off and go over there, just like that. It mm-hmm. has true freedom. And this is what's happening with you. You're going through a metamorphosis, a transformation, so that you can gain freedom. This is how your territory is going to expand, but it doesn't feel like that right now. It feels like I'm closed off, I'm away, it's dark, you know, I don't, the things that I'm used to being around me are not around me, or at least mm-hmm. it feels like it's not around me, it's just me. Because it's just the caterpillar in the cocoon. You don't hear about other bugs being in there to help it transform. It's just it. And what it has in it, whatever caterpillars are made of, whatever cells, atoms, I don't know what it is, DNA, whatever it has, is all it needs to become the butterfly. And so that's what's happening with you. But now, instead of you being confined to the area that you were in, now you're going to have freedom. This metamorphosis is going to give you the freedom that you want. Think about the verbiage God had me to use. What it eats, right? Because caterpillar, what it eats, where it can live, the shelter. This is going to give you the freedom. When a person can eat what they want to eat, that means the person got some money. That's wealth. When you can eat what you want to eat. When a person can live where they want to live, and take shelter where they want to take shelter, that requires money. This is what you need to have the freedom. Most of the time with true freedom, when you can do what you want, now our true freedom is in Christ, but I'm saying from operating in the earth is through finances. Whatever you're experiencing right now, this is what's needed for the freedom, for the financial freedom, so that you can do what you want to do, so that you're not stuck in your area. Because a lot of people do that. A lot of people just get mm-hmm. stuck. They're born, they raise, they die, same city, same town. And that's not what God has for you. So this is what's needed. You're literally going through a metamorphosis, but it doesn't always feel like that. It doesn't feel like, oh, I'm just transforming and God's doing this. It feels like, whoa, whoa, where's everybody? Hey, why is it so dark here? Whoa, why am I alone? Where's the things I'm used to? Where's my comforts? I don't have all my creature comforts around and maybe I need something. I need somebody to add to me. And there's all these things that it feels like, but that's not what it is. This is what you need. In order for a caterpillar to become a butterfly, it needs the cocoon. It has to have it. It's a requirement, or it's not going to turn into a butterfly. And so God has given you what you need, because we pray and we ask God for certain things, and then he says, okay, I'm going to give you what you need to answer that prayer. And then we don't know that what we need is something that don't feel so hot. We're like, oh, wait, this feels dark and lonely. I don't like this. I remember when Terrence years ago prayed, said, Lord, I want to be completely dependent on you. And it felt literally like all hell broke loose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Lord, you pray again? Because this don't feel right. I mean, if it could have went wrong, it went wrong. Literally, every area. But
right.
God answered the prayer. He answered the prayer. He undid. It's like God took some giant scissors and just cut the strings of everything and made it to where Terrence was completely dependent on him for everything, which brought about a freedom. But in the process, it did not feel like that. It literally felt like an attack.
Right.
But it wasn't. It was a prayer being answered, but it felt like an attack. But it was what was needed to answer that prayer, because that's what he desired. That's what he wanted. Like, I don't want to be dependent on systems and this and that. Lord, I need to be totally dependent on you. And the Lord said, okay, all right, I'm going to grant that. And then, like I said, it just felt like, very much felt like we were having a Job moment and God removed the hedge. That's what it felt like. It was like, okay, if it ain't one thing, it's another. And then when you start to feel a little relief, then, you know, another flood would come. I'm like, what in the world?
Right.
I'm like, is this you, Lord? Like, surely this ain't you, because this feels dark. That's what it felt. It felt dark. But it was all God, and it caused a complete transformation in every area. And that's what you're going through. You're going through a transformation to answer prayers that you've been praying and fasting about. Lord, I want this. This is what I need. I need this. And the Lord's like, okay. Now you're in the thick of it, but it's going to come. This is what's needed. This is what's needed for the transformation. This is what's needed for the complete freedom, real freedom, real true freedom. Lord, we just thank you right now for LaShawn. Lord, we thank you for being a God that answers prayers. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a God who is deliberate. Nothing is just, you know, we don't stumble upon things, or it's not a oops, or, oh, let me just try to clean up this mess. No, this is deliberate.
All right.
For her benefit and for your glory. And we thank you, Father God, for it. And we thank you, Lord, that you are giving her the patience to let things work itself out. The patience and the words, the words to speak into her situation, the words to speak over her life, and the mentality to see it for what it is. Thank you for that, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that you're using even this situation so that when she meets somebody else and other people that are in the situation, she could tell them, look, I've been there. And I can encourage you that this is what you want. It don't feel like it's what you want, but you want this, because this is going to get you to a level that you would never get to if you didn't. The caterpillar would never be the butterfly without the cocoon. Never, never. And if the caterpillar is begging to be a butterfly but ain't willing to be in the cocoon, it's never going to happen. And so I thank you, Lord, that you're going to use LaShawn to encourage people to say, no, this is what you want. Because what you've been seeking and desiring and fasting and praying about and crying over at night is not going to happen unless you go through this process. So submit to it.
Right.
Submit to the process. Because the process is by the hand of God. So you're submitting to God's will and not your comfort, not your confusion, but just submitting and trusting. But thank you, Father God, that you're going to use it to edify the body of Christ, to encourage people to encourage people that are broken and in bad situations that need to hear a word, that need to know that this will pay off, that this will become something, that this isn't in vain, that this the struggle, the tears, and the confusion, and the late nights, and the wondering, that it's gonna produce. It's not just something dead, but it's going to produce good. It's going to produce wellness and freedom. So we thank you, Father God, for that, because she's going through this for the people that she's called for. She's going through this for the ministry that you have impregnated her with. It's going to birth a ministry of hope. Something that the world is in desperate need of. They need hope. So we thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Oof, I got chills.
Wow. I tell you, it's just confirmation. And it's well put. You know, what we pray, he's doing it. He's working it out for our good. It might not seem like it, but this is what we need. This is it. So that was well put. And I thank the Father for it, praying for me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling in. Because this is, I'm excited about your ministry and how God is going to use you. You know, I keep hearing, I've been hearing so many different preachers and different people talking about how a lot of times our struggle is only to benefit other people. Because we'd be like, why am I going through this? And the Lord, like, because the people I assigned to you. And it's like, I really see you really encouraging people, like broken people who really don't have no hope and just can't see ahead of them. And God using you to encourage and love on people and to tell your testimony and say, hey, I'm not just telling you something to feel good. I'm telling you what I've lived. This is my life. People need that.
Thank you.
People need that. So God continue to use you and bless you and keep you and just continue to overcome. You know, you just the prayers by Lord, teach me to overcome, teach me to be calm in the storm, teach me to walk on the water despite the waves. Like you really gotta, because I know when we went through our stuff, like I say, it was back to back to back to back to back. Like it's like we didn't get no days off. I'm like, whoa, this is like 27. But I learned. It changed my speech. It changed the way I spoke. And so I needed that.
Thank
I needed
you.
To see how I was
Thank
speaking
you.
At first. So it transformed everything, including my view and the way I was looking at things. At first, I was feeling like a victim. Like, oh, man, the devil's just attacking and this and the other. And the Lord's like, no. I'm trying to rebuke stuff. The Lord's like, that's me.
That's it.
It's you. What are you talking
That's
about?
It.
He's like, this is my hand at work.
That's right.
So I had to learn how to speak. And I had to learn how to speak life, despite how I felt, despite what it looked like. I had to learn to really just stretch my faith and gain more faith, speak and to speak the word and to speak what God was saying. And to, you know, the prophetic realm is really what you know, it changed things for me. And I just thank God for it because, you know, we know that God has called you as a prophet, and prophets are needed, real prophets, because there's going to be a lot of false prophets that are going to, you know, come to recognition in these last days. We need the real ones.
And, you know, like, Sister Tanisha, I heard you talk about Matthew's, and a couple of weeks ago, the Holy Spirit said we are living in Matthew's, I think it's 24, and he said false prophets going to rise, meaning it's going to come in his name, and be careful that we have to be careful fake miracles and signs and wonder.
Yep.
We are in that time. We in that time.
We're here.
We're here. So, yeah, that's that. I'm telling you, you're right. God is speaking to his people, because he revealed that to me a couple of weeks ago, Matthew. We are in that time where Jesus warned us that these false prophets is going to be on the rise, and they're going to perform these fake miracles, sign and wonder, have to come forth for the Antichrist. So then I'm telling you, we are in that time. We are in
we're
that
here.
Prophecy that Jesus spoke about and told
yes.
us to be aware.
Yep.
So,
and he told us that the generation,
that's confirmation.
The generation that started to see the signs, we're going to see all of the things that he said in Matthew 24. We're going to see it all.
Oh,
and even
yes.
like today, I was reading an article about the UN was saying that they that there's about to be a global recession because of the inflation that's going on in all these countries.
Mm-hmm.
This is a setup. If people can't see it, like believers can't see, this is a setup
yeah.
for this one mm-hmm. world government
right.
and one world
that's
financial
right.
system. And they're talking about the Bank of England and stuff. And I'm like, it's crazy because I see it so clear. But I'm like, people
yeah.
just letting this, including the
yeah.
red heifer, the you know, the five red heifers being shipped
come
out to Israel from
come
Texas,
on.
And you know, all this different stuff that's going on. I mean, God has just really been revealing things. Things that I have, I ranted
yeah.
about some things. God can give me the clear to talk about some of the things he's been revealing about some of
ooh.
The families that's connected to the Rothschild. But God is really speaking, and
come
we are
on,
in that time. And we've got to be, that's why we have to make ourselves available. Like Terrence was just talking about, we have to make ourselves available
yeah.
because trust me, they're going to be in droves, these false prophets and these fake miracles and all that. And we as the real ones,
yeah.
we have to make ourselves available
yeah.
because even the Jesus says of some of the elect, so that means some of the believers are even going to be fooled.
Right. And they should, if they really is a believer, they should. They
right.
should. That's going to. He's going to let you know who is really of him. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, God is really speaking to his people, and he's warning us to stay on our post and be aware. I
mm-hmm.
just tell people, get connected to God and his word like never before, because
yeah.
we're going into the Bible is going to be put. I don't care if you believe in it or you don't. But I remember he gave me a word that it's going to come a time that they're going to see that the word that the prophets before us, like Elijah and all them, people are going to see that those scrolls, everything that was written before our time, and see our children and their children is going to witness and see things that our grandmama and great, you know, our ancestors didn't get a chance to see
mm-hmm.
the good, the bad, and ugly.
Yep.
Things that we ain't never seen that is going to shock so many people. It just, and a lot of people ain't going to be ready for it. It's going to be good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
You, that you're going to know that this world was created by somebody that's more powerful than what's in this earth. You're going to know. You're going to know. And so I'm telling you, I just sit up here. Since I've been in this new location, I've been, since I close my eyes, I dream back to back, back to back, back to back, and get words. And I'm telling you, and I was like, Lord, I believe you want me to write to, write. That you also want me to write while I'm here too. Because the things that the Holy Spirit is speaking to me about. So, amen to that. I'm going to let you go on and take up the callers and love you. And I tell you, I enjoy listening to you and Brother Terrence. Y'all just have this love connection. Y'all funny together too. Y'all funny together, but thank you all. Thank you for your prayers, and just keep me lifted up. And like everything you said is just confirmation. Just confirmation.
Amen. Definitely going to keep you lifted. I love you too. You still doing Friday shows?
Yes. You know
okay,
what?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you get a chance. If you get a chance, if you live, go listen to last Friday, because I had spoke about the washing, Jesus washing disciples' feet. And when I did it, they have a chapel where I'm at. They have a church, but they don't call it the church. They call it the sanctuary. Well, I went into the sanctuary. I went into the sanctuary and taught on Friday. And I tell you, it was like a gush of wind came through that sanctuary to where I just want to lay on that floor. It was just so heavy up on me, like I just want to lay there in the flow while I was on the radio. But
wow.
Don't you know I ended up, do you not know how I even slept? When I got off the radio, about 1 something in the morning, almost 1 something, I ended up sleeping over there. That's why I slept all night. I just shut myself in over there in the sanctuary.
Wow.
Yeah. I shut myself in over there. So I just thank the Father because he is doing something. And it's a washing going on. It's a purging
mm-hmm.
and washing, like you said, transformation. it's going on. It's definitely going on in the body of Christ because it's much needed for this new season, this new chapter.
Yeah.
This new chapter. We all
mm-hmm.
is coming to a new chapter to where our
mm-hmm.
kids read and tell about it.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
Amen. So let me let you get the other callers and thank you so much and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
All right.
That was LaShawn. You got to call in on Friday. She does Friday shows. Very anointed woman of God. Very pure in her love for Christ and love for people. So tune in Fridays. You'll get the message from Randy if you're part of the text message notification list to let you know when she's on Fridays. All right, let's get to our next caller here, 910-709. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Sylvia, how are you tonight?
Hi, fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right, let me pray. Let's see what God has to say to you tonight. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for Sylvia, Father God. Thank you for the strengthening it's like I see your bone being strengthened. When you think about our body, our bodies are made of lots of different parts and components, but there's something about when our bones are strong that holds our body up. And I see God like strengthening your bones. I was reading an article yesterday about the difference between people who drink, they did like a study on nurses, people who drink sodas versus people who don't drink sodas. And they found the study that the people who didn't drink sodas, who drank water, had no, I think it was osteoporosis, one of the conditions that affects the bones, where the people who drank soda had more cases of osteoporosis. I think I'm pronouncing it right, osteoporosis, which is, I think, a condition, if I'm not mistaken, of the bones where it weakens the bones. But I see God strengthening your bones. And I'm not sure if this is a physical thing or if he's speaking, you know, God will use metaphors, but I see you being strengthened, your bones being strengthened. Think about, I've never broken a bone, thank God, and I pray that I never do. But if a person breaks a bone, they're like out of commission. Right, the whole body part, not just the bone,
mm-hmm.
not go about their business and the bone is just broken. No, if you break a bone in your arm, your entire arm's out of commission. If you break a bone in your leg, your entire leg is out of commission because of the way the body is set up. The bones have to be intact and they have to be strong. And so that's what I see. I see like God making your bones strong so that your body is held up properly and in commission in every area. Because sometimes even in our physical body, we might have things going on and we don't really know what's going on. We just know, you know, what the symptoms are, but we don't know what the root cause is. Sometimes it could be a matter of the bones. Not sure. Cause I don't know if this is a physical, but first thing I saw was bones.
It's physical. It's
okay.
Physical.
And then
in my back.
Okay. So, and then that story came up in my mind about what I just read about the osteoporosis, I think it's called. Let me look up that medical
okay.
condition. Let's look it up. And I know I've heard it before, but osteoporosis. I don't even know if I'm spelling it right. My dictionary is like, what? There it is. Okay. Osteoporosis is a condition in which bones become weak and brittle. Treatment can help, but this condition can't be cured. See, that's something that the world tells us about certain conditions. God could cure anything. With osteoporosis, new bone creation doesn't keep up with old bone removal. The body constantly absorbs and replaces bone tissue. Okay, see, I didn't know that. That's interesting. But with osteoporosis, new bone creation doesn't keep up with old bone removal. That's the word that came up. I was talking about these bones. So, Heavenly Father, it's coming to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Sylvia, Father God. And I just pray for the strengthening of the bones in all of her bodies, bones in her back, legs, arms, everywhere. All the bones, Father God, we thank you for giving them the right thickness, giving them the right cushioning, whether it be the marrow that's in it or whatever the way that they're connected, even in the back, the different discs and the vertebrae, that the cushioning in between each one, let that go to levels that they are supposed to be at, so that there is no pain in her back, Father God, so that there is no deformation or anything being off center or crooked or not where it's supposed to be. So we thank you, Father God, for the strengthening. And we know, Lord, that the back is so important, because our back holds up, the bones in it holds up the majority of our body. So we thank you, Father God, for the work that you are doing in her bones, so that her whole body is properly functioning. But I know, Lord, that in the back, when the back is not right, it throws everything off. Even things that are not connected to the back, everything gets thrown off when the back is not properly centered, or when it's off, or when it's in pain. So thank you, Lord, that because of the strengthening of the bones, her whole body will be properly functioning. Her whole body will be in peace. Her whole body will feel the way it's supposed to feel. It won't feel off or hurting or feel sick. So we thank you, Lord, for that total and complete healing in her bones, which is going to affect her entire body, and give her the faith to believe it, Father God, despite what doctors are saying, despite even how she might feel every single day. It's one thing when you hear a word from you, Father God. It's another thing when your body is screaming at you every single day. But let your words be true. Let your words permeate her mind and her thoughts, and help her to focus on the things that you say, despite how she feels or what other people may say, professionals, anybody. Let what you say be in the forefront of her mind always. We thank you, Father God, for the healing in her body, and we thank you, Father God, for the healing in every area of her life, that this is even a reflection of other areas, that this healing in her body is going to give her faith to believe for healing in other areas, legal areas, and just other areas, that you're able to do what others will say is impossible to do. So let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Yeah, I saw bones, which I'm like, okay. You know, like I saw the skeletal system.
I used to have a business. And I had a back injury with my disc in my back, but I went to have a massage, and she used one of those hand massages, and she went to the top of my neck and in the middle of my back, and she messed me up with the hand massager. Mm. I told her I wanted, So then they wanted to cut me from the top of my neck down to my tailbone, and I told them no, that God was going to heal me. And so I've been doing this for a lot of years now. But I know he's going to heal me, because he's healed me from so many other things.
Yeah.
So I know this is coming as well, because he healed me from a lung disease.
So I know this is coming.
Wow. Amen. That is amazing. The faith, too. You said, nope, God's
yeah.
going to heal me. And I had no clue that about that. And God using tonight to say, yeah, you're right. I'm going to heal you. I'm healing that. Wow.
Yes, because I've had my ministry is healing and deliverance, and the enemy has attacked me physically. The Lord said he was trying to kill me. I've had heart attacks and stroke and everything that the enemy tries to do to me, the Lord takes it off. So I know if I knew it was about a time before he heals, he'd take this off because everything else was taken off. So I have no doubt that this is coming. And every day I thank him for the healing. And even when I'm in excruciating pain, I tell him that I know that he's going to do it. So I don't allow a doctor to give me a diagnosis or to cut me.
Amen. Wow. We all can take notes from that type of faith where you're like, you know, I know what God's going to do. I know what he's able to do, and he does it, and you just patiently wait despite what's going on and say, no, I know God is going to, he's going to heal me. And that encourages me, you know, and I've been healed of things before too. And same thing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, mine wasn't the same type of conditions, but I know that I had a time where I was really terrified. I had tumors in my uterus, and my doctor was honestly afraid. I'd never seen him like that. He had been my doctor for several years, and he was a very respected and top of his game doctor in the city that I was living in. And first he wasn't concerned about it. He's like, oh, you know, it's normal. But then when I came back, he was like, it grew at such a rapid pace. He was honestly scared. And he was like, we gotta do surgery. We gotta get rid of these. Something's not right. And I prayed. I believed God for healing. But I was like, God, I know you can heal me however you see fit. But I believe you're gonna heal me. And when I went to get the sonogram and all the X-rays and all that kind of stuff, they were completely gone. They were gone to the point where the lady she did the sonograms and all that and. She had this look of horror. So I was like, oh my God, they must have gotten bigger. She left the room, didn't say anything to me, left the room, gets a doctor, comes back. He does another one. They're looking, and I don't know what's going on at this point. So I'm like, oh my gosh, are they bigger? Like, you know, I'm just terrified. And he goes, who's your doctor? And I told him, and he's like, okay, I know him. And okay. He's like, okay, if any other doctor but this doctor, I would say this doctor was a complete quack. He's like, because there's absolutely nothing wrong. He's like, you've got the healthiest uterus I've ever seen. Like, there's nothing there. He's like, are you sure? And I'm like, no, I felt the tumors. Like, he made me press down on my lower abdomen to feel how big they were and how hard they were.
Mm.
And so I'm like, no, they were there. I saw it on when he did the sonogram. He made me feel them. And he was like, I don't know what's going on. He's like, it must be, you know, miracle or something. He's like, there's nothing there. And when I went back to my doctor, he was like, "That God must have did this." He said, because there's no way that those things were huge. And he told me, he goes, I honestly was scared. And I was like, I know, I could see it in your face. But he said he was scared because he had never seen it, something like that grow that fast. Because he was like, it was the size of like a pea, and it was like the size of a golf ball. And then it's like, he said, it just was growing so big. He was like, something's not right. So God will heal, you know, and despite what the medical community says and, you know, all this stuff, he'll do it, you know. And when it happens, you're like, you really did it, Lord. Like, you really did it.
Oh, yeah.
And I believed it. But when it happened, I mean, I was stunned. And I knew something was going to happen that day because I remember when I walked into the clinic, I smelled the smell of, like, I smell like anointing on people. Like, it smelled like an old church or something. That's the best way I can describe it. A kind of sweet smell. And I sometimes smell it on people, but I always call it anointing smell. I smell it in certain churches, and I smelt that smell. When I was walking through the halls, I remember I was terrified. I was almost going to just have a whole meltdown, and I smelt the smell. I was like, okay, Lord, I know you're with me. I know you're with me. I felt so calm when I smelled it, and so I knew something happened or something was going to happen when I smelled that smell. So I'm like, okay, I smell that anointing. That's that church smell, Lord. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
I know he's able and he's, you know, like I said, I didn't know that what was going on. I don't think I've known that you've had issues with your back, but that was the first thing he showed me. He showed me literally like a skeleton system.
Yeah.
And focused on the bones and showed me like the bones.
Yeah.
So he's confirming.
Yep. And
that's what because he said that's going to help the whole body. And I know for a fact it's remembering that the back, it holds up the body. Like when you study bones, it holds up the rest of the body. Like if the back is out, the whole body's just thrown out at a whack. That's why people have back problems. They're just thrown off. Like Terrence has chronic back problems, and I know God is going to heal him too. But I know how it throws things off. And even I remember in school learning about that it throws, you know, the whole body off. And so God was focusing on bones and making the body right. So your whole body's going to be right.
Praise the Lord. Because, you know, when your back is off, I have nerve endings that go down the back down into my feet. And it also is in my arms. So sometimes when the nerve endings are hurting, then it runs up my blood pressure high. But even so, I still push and I still go minister and God still used me to heal other people. So when he's still using me, so I know he's going to heal me. And he's confirming it tonight. And I told him I will go as long as he tell me to go do it. He tell me to do because I know he's going to do it. I know it. So, you know, I don't fret. I just live with it until he does it.
Yes. Amen. Wow. Wow. Like I said, that encouraged me because, you know,
and
God.
Recently he sent, Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And recently he had told me to go to school. So I started school August, and I sit in one spot for 3 hours and another day for two. And I come out of class, and I come home, I take the medication, I sleep a while, get up, do the homework, and I'm still pushing because I know that day is coming.
Amen. I'm excited about your healing, and like I said, God is using you. He wants you to be in tip-top condition so that he can continue to use you. That takes a lot of faith to even when you're not feeling your best and still be able to minister to people and you seeing them getting their healing, you know, that's a lot of trust. That's a lot of trust in God. Other people are getting it and you're like, okay. But you're like, you know what, Lord, I know mine is coming too because I see what you're doing in others' lives. So I know that I know that my time is coming. I'm just going to be patient and wait on my time. You know, there might be a certain person that needs to see it. You know, you never know why the timing is what it is, but it's a done deal. You know, you're just waiting on it to catch up. It's natural to catch up to what God has already said.
Yes. And I'm going to wait because I know it's coming because they had given me the lung condition I had. They had given me it. It's only supposed to last 5 years, and I had already went 3. And then they told me I had more years. So I stayed in the house. I found out on a Monday, and I stayed in the house, and I fasted and prayed and asked the Lord, you know, to heal me. And then I go to church on Sunday, and the prophet tells me that the Lord said he's going to heal me today.
Wow.
And so I know the strokes that I've had and all the other those things on the body, he's taking them away, and I know that this is going to be, you know, hopefully, I mean, sure, some other things may come, but hopefully not major. But even if it's major, I know it's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because I have a purpose to fulfill. And he told me that he was extending my life so that I can meet my purpose.
Yes. Yep, he ain't gonna allow nothing to take you till you know.
When
he wants to use you, he's gonna make sure that you're able to be used. That's the beauty of it.
Yes.
That's when you're like, okay, Lord, if this is what you want, you want to use me, then you gotta make me whole, Lord. You gotta have me whole, and he'll do
That's
it.
That's right. That's what I tell him. I tell him I go as long as you know, as long as I can. But at some point, I said, Lord, you have to, the people I touch and you use me to touch them and they get healed. And I tell them, well, you know, I know my day is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Some days are better than other days, but I know that day will come where all day, you know, that the back and the bones and, you know, will be healed and everything will be fine. And I'm looking forward. That's going to be my new life, restoration.
Yes. Restoration. That's right. And that, and you could preach that. And I mean, people need to hear that.
People yeah, need that. Told me that. I think you told me this one time that the Lord said, I wrote it down, the Lord says that he was going to use me to preach how to suffer for Christ.
Yes.
Yeah, you yes. gave me that word a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. I never forgot it.
Amen. God is so good.
Amen.
He is so good. Well, I thank you for calling in tonight. I'm looking forward to hearing the update.
Thank you.
On the healing,
okay.
And I thank God for your healing.
Okay, I'll let you know. Thank you for praying.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. All right, we got 6 minutes. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pray over the rest of you guys, area code and prefix, but I'm going to get you all. Next is 215-529. Lord, we just thank you right now for 215-529. Thank you, Father God, for the abundance. I thank you for the multiplication. I really see you being multiplied. It's like when you think about a seed, think about fruit trees. Takes one seed to bear the tree, and then the tree bears lots of fruit. So it's not like you, if you plant a tree for an apple tree, that you get one apple, right? You're going to get, I don't know how many, I can't remember, but because I was raised with apple trees, but you get a lot of apples. And then each season they keep coming to a point where you know, like, okay, this is the season the apples are going to come. One seed, though, it multiplies. And I see God using you and teaching you how to plant seed, right? Not just seed in the ground, but that too, but how to plant seed so that you could be multiplied. You know, it might be, you know, you mentoring somebody. And so that when you need to be mentored, it could be a kind word. It could be a financial seed. It could be, there's everything we do is a seed. When you think about it, we're dirt with that possess spirits. So, you know, we everything we do is seed. Everything is seed in our dirt, and we crop harvests. But God's going to teach you how to be multiplied, how to be multiplied. So we thank you, Father God, for the multiplication, and thank you for teaching them how to sow seed. And how sometimes even when it's like, I don't want to really do that, but doing it anyway, because saying, oh, no, this is seed. I'm going to sow this seed. I'm going to sow this seed. So we thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next is 504-282. We thank you, Lord, right now for 504-282 for raining over things. Not like R-A-I-N, right? Hold on. Let me pull up my definition real quick, so that we can understand exactly what the Lord is saying with this word. Definition. Typing too fast. So rain, again, R-E-I-G-N, not R-A-I-N. So rain is like a royal authority, right? Because when you think about it, we as children of God, we are representatives of a heavenly kingdom. So we are royal, right? So this is a royal authority, sovereignty, the dominion, sway, or influence of one resembling a monarch, right? So God is the monarch. He's the king. And I see you reigning. You're having God giving you authority, dominion, sway, and influence over things in his name, right, in his name. But to people, it might look like it's just you, but you have to tell them, right, that I'm doing this, I represent Christ. So it's not me. It's not in my power. It's not my ability. It's not because I'm so clever. I'm so cute. I'm just so, you know, smart. It's God doing it through me. I'm letting him work through me. But you're going to have that influence and that, let's read the words again, because I want you to get this in your spirit. You're going to have the authority. You're going to have the dominion, the sway, and the influence. That's what you're going to possess. So, Lord, thank you for that reigning, and thank you for the humility to reign and use that authority and power and influence for the expansion of the kingdom and for the edification of the body of Christ. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next is 305-200. Lord, just thank you right now for 305-200 for clear paths. I see God making your path very clear. Not only clear in you having direction and knowing what to do, but even when you're on the path and it's like all these things coming up where they will like almost like God will bulldoze the things that are blocking, right? The things that are causing slowdowns. Because sometimes there are things that slow down, right? When we look in the Word of God, there was a story where, hold on. I'm going to give you the exact story. Well, give me 90 seconds, but it's not going to cut off. Give me a minute. I want to find the scripture. Let's go here, Daniel 10, and the Word. Stay with me. Daniel 10. Hold on. Okay, so I'm trying to find the exact scripture in Daniel 10. I'm trying to read it. Prince of Persia, Daniel 10:20. Okay, thank you, Google, and the Lord, of course, because the Lord directed me to go to Google in the first place. So thank you, Lord and Google. So we're going to thank the Lord before we thank Google. Okay. Let's start with 18. Then the one Gabriel, whose appearance was like that of a man, touched me again, and he strengthened me. And highly regarded and greatly beloved, do not be afraid. Peace be to you. Take courage and be strong. Now, when he had spoken to me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then he said, do you understand fully why I came to you? Now, I shall return to fight against the hostile prince of Persia. And when I have gone, behold, the prince of Greece is about to come. But I, Gabriel, will tell you what is inscribed in the writing of truth. There is no one who stands firmly with me and strengthens himself against these hostile spirit forces except Michael, your prince, the guardian of your nation. That's not the scripture that I wanted. That's a good one, but that's not what I was looking for. Here we go. It's Daniel 10:13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia. Oh, no. Let's start with 12. Sorry, I'm all over the place. This is, then he said to me, do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was standing in opposition to me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief of the celestial princes, came to help me, for I have been left there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision is in regard to the days yet to come. This is Gabriel speaking to him. So there was a delay. He's telling Daniel, I came, but the prince of Persia held me up, but Michael came to help out so that I could continue my mission. So sometimes things are held up, right? So you might be on the right path, and it's like there's something in the way that's preventing you from continuing on. Just like Gabriel said that God heard his words, and he came for his words because God had heard the words and sent Gabriel, but then the prince of Persia, which was a demonic force, was holding him up until Michael came to clear things out. And so I see the path that God clearing your path. So there's things, some things are being held up, but God's about to send whoever. I don't know if he's going to send Michael or whatever other angel, but it's going to clear it out. So your paths are clear. This is double. This is a double word. Your paths are clear as far as what you need to do, right? Because you need a clear path. as far as your mental, like knowing what to do, what step to take, what path to get on, and then the path that you get on that God has ordained is going to be cleared as far as obstacles and things in the way. So, Lord, just thank you for that, for doing that, making the path clear as far as the vision, and then making the path clear as far as the action, so that whatever is trying to stop, stumble, or to delay is going to be cleared and moved out the way. So we thank you for that. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for holding on for that word. That's a good word. And thank you all for tuning in tonight. I love you guys. We're always praying for you. Pray for us too. God bless you. God bless your week. I pray blessings over your life and that of your family. I pray for your strength and your healing in every area of your life. Oh, hold on. One other person put their hand up. 608-960. Lord, we just thank you right now for 608-960 for the understanding, just understanding what's going on, understanding who they are in you, right? I see, like how I just read in this book of Daniel, right? I see God writing like your story being written and people getting encouragement from your life, right? Understand who you are, the importance of who you are. Like sometimes we don't feel very important, but you are. You're extremely important, and your name is going to be written where people are going to read your story and get encouragement from your story, from your life. You know, it's like somebody reading a book of you and saying, oh, wow, you know, I read this story and I gained so much encouragement. And that's what we do in our Word of God. We're reading stories about real people who lived the life and served God, and we gain strength and encouragement from it. So understand your importance. And that God is writing your story. And sometimes the story don't look so good, but the story is designed so that God can get glory and so that those who come after us and read our stories will get encouragement from it. You're a very important person. So thank you for them understanding that, Jesus, their importance and the triumph that's coming, the triumph that's going to encourage so many people with their story. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Another one, 951. Hold on, my computer. Okay, 951-966. Lord, we just thank you right now for 951-966 for just knowing how to draw strength, right? Draw, like back in the days, I don't think people really use that term anymore unless they mean ink to paper, but they would say they would use a bucket to draw water, like to draw, to take water out. I want to look that word up. Hopefully I don't get cut off, but I have got to look that word up. Draw. Definition. Come on, fingers, don't fail me now. Okay, come on. Let's go here. To produce, right? Pull or drag, extract. Now, I like that, to extract. So I see you learning how to extract strength from God, how to draw strength, how to draw what you need out of God, right? How to produce, how to pull, and because if I take a bucket and I put it in the river to draw water out, the goal is to get water in the bucket so I can utilize it. And I'm doing what I need to do, because if I see there's water in the river and I need some water, I know what I need to draw the water out. So I know the bucket, and if I put the bucket and angle it at a certain way, it's going to put the water in the bucket. And so now I have use of the water. I see God teaching you how to draw from him, how to draw strength, how to draw whatever you need healing, how to draw from him. What's needed to get it, to extract it for your benefit and for your use. So, Lord, we just thank you for the drawing, teaching how to draw. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for calling in. Call back, 845, hit 1. Randy typically does a word over, or he does a message, and then he prays over everybody that gets into the queue. The shows have been amazing. God has been turning things up, turning up the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding. So be a part of it. You're part of something great here at PGN. God is using this platform. He's using this ministry for the true men and women of God, for the true prophets, for the true teachers and preachers and everybody that God's going to use in these end times. And you're a part of that. You are a part of that. So be tuned in. Love you guys. Until next time, good night. Thank you.